listener production.
I'm Saskia Channing and welcome to Central West Local News. Today's weather, a rainy day across the region, heading for tops of 14 degrees in Orange and 19 in Dubbo. Flood warnings are in place for the Macquarie, Bell, Bogan and Lachlan Rivers, as well as Molong Creek. Here's what's making news today, Friday, October 7. Residents in Molong preparing for the worst, a call for safer driving as the downpour continues, and could we see back-to-back wins for a Bathurst legend? The Weather Bureau says Western New South Wales is about to experience its worst flooding in 12 months as we brace for another deluge. More heavy rain will move through today and over the weekend. Orange is expecting up to 90 mils. Dubbo should get a little less. The Bureau's Jonathan Howe says major flood watches are current for a number of rivers across the state, including those in the Central West.
They include the Gwadia, the Namoi, the Macquarie, the Lachlan, Bulubula, Bogan, Wallumbai Brook, Goulburn and Hunter Rivers. And major flooding continues across the Macquarie, Darling, Kalgoa and the Lachlan.
In Molong, it's a case of deja vu, with shop owners along Bank Street bracing for flooding once again. Molong Creek and Bell River are tipped to experience a minor to major flooding event. Resident John Alexander says the site of the main street underwater is all too familiar in the town's history books.
I mean, everyone's just keeping an eye on the creek, you know, looking out for each other. It's a small town, you know, we've got to look out for each other. And, the main street, it's flooded in the past, you know, like I remember that, especially the flood in 2005. We were like, you know, people sweeping water out of the shops, sandbagging all up the main street. Pretty full on.
While in Warren, residents are being warned their town could be one of the hardest hit. The town's already been in major flood watch for the last few weeks. However, the Macquarie is set to rise even further tomorrow. Sam Midgley from the local SES unit says it's important we know who to call in the event of an emergency.
If you need any assistance, please contact 132 500 or in an emergency, contact 000. Please do not drive, ride or walk through floodwaters, and if it's flooded, forget it.
It's the perfect storm for poor driving conditions across the Central West. We're being urged to plan ahead and monitor conditions as the heavy rain continues, with plenty of us on the road returning home from school holidays or heading to the Bathurst 1000. Orange Mayor Jason Hamling says it's crucial we take extreme caution while travelling in dangerous weather conditions.
We have had some deterioration of the roads with potholes, etc. So if we could just slow down and take care, I think that would be a wise move. And the same old message that you hear from police and SES, do not cross flooded creeks or waterways.
Having a look at sport now, Chas Mostert is gunning for back-to-back Bathurst wins this weekend, but with wet weather forecast and losing co-driver Lee Holdsworth, Mostert says this year's race will be very different.
Feeling pretty relaxed. Last year was pretty awesome, but as you see this year, there's really no parallels.
And disappointment for local cricketers as the rain washes out round one of the Bathurst and Orange inter-district comp. The season opener was set to see the Cavaliers take on Orange City at Morse Park tomorrow. BOIDC announcing on social media there is zero chance of turf being prepared for the clash. That's all for this episode of Central West Local News. For more news and opinion throughout the day, download the Listener app.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe. In 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.